For many this summer, the masks are down and socializing's up. After all, a lot of Americans got COVID shots. But as it turns out, more people have come down with nasty colds. Yep, they're back. After colds and the flu mostly stayed away in the pandemic. So what does all this mean for our immune systems and what may come this fall? Helen Chu is an associate professor of medicine at the University of Washington School of Medicine. Dr. Chu, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Good to talk to you. So let me ask you what you're seeing as far as this summer cold season. I got my first cold in a while with my son in June, and I was reminded that it was not very fun.
Yeah, it's actually been a really long time since people have been getting sick with runny noses or colds. In Seattle, we've been doing a lot of surveillance for viruses, and we are also seeing the same sort of summer cold. So RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which causes pneumonia in babies, came back this summer. And we're seeing the other viruses that we normally see in the fall and the winter, and they're also starting to come back here in the summer months, like parainfluenza and human metapneumovirus, all of the things that are normally around in the winter months are now showing up in the summer.
Yeah, so what's happening with this timing here? It seems like a confluence of a lot of nasty stuff here.
It's a combination of a lot of different things. I think what happened as people became vaccinated and a lot of the masking requirements and the social distancing requirements became less, I guess we did less of those things.
Sure.
And people started traveling more and mixing more. Then all of the viruses just started coming back. People interacted with each other. They gave it to each other. And then the kids started going back to school a little bit. And so they started picking up viruses in those settings.
So a lot of it is these human factors. I mean, we were kind of mixing like we used to. Is that a big piece of this?
That is a big piece of it. For many viruses, it's also the travel piece. So a lot of the viruses, especially flu, circulate year-round in certain parts of the world. And as people started traveling more and bringing these viruses back, they then spread in these populations.
Okay. Does at least some of this have to do with our immune systems? We were locked down, of course, with COVID in the U.S. and much of the world. And so I imagine a lot of us weren't exposed to certain viruses for a long time. I guess if we don't get exposed on a regular basis to some of these germs, does that make us more susceptible to them?
It does. Generally, when we see a virus over and over again every year, it boosts our immune response to that virus, even if we don't get very sick. And this is particularly the case in adults and older children. For the very young children who never saw these viruses now, haven't seen flu and haven't seen RSV at all, they are going to see it for the first time. So what will happen, I think, potentially in the future is that there will be a large group of the population that has no immunity. And then even those who are partially immune for flu, for example, they will have not seen flu for 2 years. So when they get flu, they'll become sicker with flu, and then they'll affect those very vulnerable people. So that's my worry.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the flu then. Because of our masking and our distancing, there wasn't much of a flu season last time around. Is that a good or a bad harbinger for this coming flu season?
It's kind of unpredictable. So there's a couple of different factors to think about. So first of all, we haven't been exposed to it. So the population as a whole has less immunity, so that when we do get it, probably everyone will get a little bit sicker. And then you have this population of these very young who never saw it at all. A lot of them will be seeing it for the first time, twice the number that we normally would expect. The other piece of that is that flu tends to mutate a lot when it passes from person to person, but we haven't had that level of mutation that's happened because there's just not been a lot of flu circulating. Mm-hmm. So it could be that what's going to come back is not going to be something that's going to make us very sick, but we don't know. We don't know. And we also don't know how to design a flu vaccine right now because we don't have the viruses from the last season to really use to help us what to put in the vaccine.
Okay. So for those of us who are trying to figure out what to do then, I mean, is there a way at this point to build up some kind of immunity, some kind of resistance as we head into the season, knowing that we're all coming out of kind of this strange period?
I mean, the main thing would be to get your flu vaccine because it will protect you. We don't know how much it will protect you, but it will give you some degree of protection against the flu that's circulating.
Okay. Any other advice in general for everyday things we should do?
I mean, I think it's just the things that you would normally do, wearing your mask, washing your hands, staying home when sick. I think a lot of those behaviors that we have now built up during the course of the pandemic will probably persist for several months still heading into this fall and winter. And so we probably won't see the numbers of viruses that we normally would see in a traditional respiratory season.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a number of viruses that are surging this summer. Can you talk a little bit more? Are there one or two that you're really paying attention to because of the threat, particularly to young children and to babies?
Yeah, I'm particularly worried about RSV. RSV is the one that really causes a lot of pneumonia in very young children. And even though we are seeing a surge, it's certainly not at the levels that we normally see every year. And so what will happen once the restrictions are lifted and people unmask and this large group of young children who have never seen RSV are all going to get sick at the same time? So I'm worried about that.
Okay. And finally, I want to come back and ask about the flu and the vaccine. I guess given the nation's ongoing conversation about vaccines for COVID and how it has become this kind of polemical political issue now, what do you make of that? Do you worry that fewer people will want to even get the flu vaccine, or do you think this conversation is going to embolden more of us to actually go ahead and get the flu vaccine?
I think that the people who got flu vaccine before will still get the flu vaccine. But overall in the population, only 50 to 60% of the U.S. ever got the flu vaccine every year. So those numbers are not very high.
I am worried.
I am worried that sort of the vaccine hesitancy and the lack of vaccine uptake that we've seen with the coronavirus vaccine may bleed over into other vaccines. We've definitely seen that childhood vaccination rates have gone down as part of this pandemic, and I don't know what's going to happen with flu vaccine.
Well, that's Dr. Helen Chu, Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of Washington School of Medicine. Dr. Chu, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.